This is the Perfectionism Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 4. There's a hell of a lot of perfectionists out there, and each is affected to varying degrees. Some, it's across the board and working in tandem with generalized people pleasing, so putting other people's needs, expectations, desires, feelings, and opinions ahead of your own to gain reward or to avoid undesirable outcomes. And for others, it's in a particular area. You're not alone. Whatever form yours takes, there's a core thread, though, that's at the heart of all perfectionism, and it will help you to recognize yours even when you don't necessarily associate your habits with it. Your perfectionism is you expressing, "I am anxious." All perfectionism is an expression of, a manifestation of, anxiety triggered by the original belief that your imperfection caused old hurt or loss, or that it was being / doing something to a high standard that protected you or got the reward. After using that reasoning a couple of times, it's become the automatic assumption for everything that doesn't look or feel right in your life. So you're always, on some level, trying to protect you from being back there again. And your perfectionist habits cater to that old pain, fear, and guilt. It's become a set of rules for you to live by. And the thing about rules is that they are always based on that fear of the past. This causes a great deal of consternation because despite all of the perfectionist activities, the fear still remains. It doesn't go away. And it also creates the sense that you are, have, or will do something wrong. Anxiety is something that many people experience without even realizing it, because they believe that it manifests in a particular way and that, for instance, it's about obvious signs of paralysis, panic attacks, or yes, even OCD. Anxiety is an emotional and possibly physical, cognitive, and behavioral response to a perceived stress and threat. Anxiety is normal. It's a necessary emotional response that will pop up before we do things that, one, matter to us, and or two, we have some level of fear or doubt about. Like anxiety, fear and doubt are also normal. They play a crucial role in our survival. And we, more often than not, respond to these feelings based on incomplete information or misinformation. Remember that your subconscious is basically your mental filing system. It's filed away every single experience in your life, including the belief, the reasoning habit that you used, how you responded action-wise, and crucially, each is accompanied by the associated emotions. This means that each time you experience certain feelings that you associate with perfectionism, including fear of being imperfect, you respond with the associated habit, unless you are mindful and choosing to respond differently. It also, however, means that each time you think perfectionist thoughts or you are in a situation that your subconscious recognizes as associated with perfectionist thoughts, feelings, or actions, your subconscious pulls that file, sending messages to your body that you are in a stressful or threatening situation, even if you're not. In stressful situations, your body does what it's supposed to do in the way that it is in the habit of doing it. Your nervous system is alerted that something is wrong. Adrenaline rushes to the bloodstream, regardless of whether the threat is real or not. This activates your fight, flight, freeze response, so that you can take action in the form of reassurance or by taking action, including making a decision. Each time you respond as you have previously, it reinforces what's on file. So your subconscious keeps sending up the same information until you become more mindful and break the cycle so that it can update. So perfectionism is you expressing, "I am anxious that I am not enough. I am anxious that if I don't do whatever it is, that I will feel out of control. I will feel too much and know too much of my thoughts. I'm anxious that if I do this, I'm going to be hurt again in a way that I was in the past, that I haven't yet forgiven me for. I'm anxious that I will be found out. People will think I'm a fraud or that I'm unworthy, and they're going to be like, what the F are you doing? Who told you that you could be or do this? Someone call security. I'm afraid that someone will get close enough to me that it will hurt if they leave or are critical. What if everything I've done is a fluke? I'm anxious that I will hurt someone's feelings or disappoint them. People in general, or the people I associate with, can't handle mine or possibly anyone's imperfections. I'm anxious that I'm going to be rejected. I'm anxious that I'm going to experience alienation or abandonment. Mom, dad, a caregiver won't want me anymore. They might feel as if I'm rejecting them or not showing enough appreciation by not achieving these standards. I'm anxious that the family will fall apart. I'm the one who has to keep the family together or do better because I'm whatever you've always been told or assumed. Or I'm anxious that I'm going to show the family up if I don't tick society's or the family's boxes. I'm anxious that I'm going to experience conflict, criticism, stress, or disappointment. If I have the perfectionist response, I can avoid or limit pain. I'm anxious that I'm going to be successful and that that might invite more expectations and consequences. I'm going to be successful and it won't match the story I've been telling me all these years. I'd open Pandora's box. I'm anxious that I'm failing or going to fail. And I'm not supposed to ever fail at anything because failure is bad and makes you a failure. I'm anxious that I'll make a mistake and then I'm going to get into trouble or look stupid and I don't think I can handle the pain that I anticipate. I will have to figure out who I am if I stop doing this. There's another anxiety. I'm anxious that I'm going to feel irrevocably bad if I don't hit the standard that I'm holding to. I'm anxious that I'm going to be subject to scrutiny. I'm anxious that I won't be able to protect myself. I'm anxious that I'm going to look inferior to someone else who I, whether it's consciously or not, compete with to validate myself. I figure if I'm always showing them up, I'm winning. They don't get to have something over me. I'm anxious that I'm going to look superior to someone else. The procrastination of my perfectionism is my way of dimming my light so that I don't lose or alienate them. I'm anxious that it might not happen. So I need to put in all of these efforts to try to speed things up or to create the entitlement for me to receive it. I'm anxious because I don't trust the process of life, myself or others. What I do helps me to feel in control. I'm anxious that what I want could happen, but I'm not deserving of it yet. If I don't do all of these things, I haven't earned it. I'm anxious that if I don't do this, I will let people down by not playing my part, my role, which will cause them great discomfort because they won't be able to play theirs. I'm anxious that I won't be needed anymore if I don't do my, air quotes, job, the role. The subconscious is always trying to get organized, to have things make sense. Keeping in mind the sheer number of events, it's impossible for you to remember them all, nor do you need to have them front and center in your mind. It would be like having every file and application open on your computer. So there's a lot of batch processing and automation. And, of course, errors are made. Not least because how you filed events as a child is inaccurate. Especially when the bottom line meaning attached to the file is I'm not good enough, which represents a misunderstanding. Like all feelings, anxiety is trying to help you. It's ringing an alarm bell for your survival, but sometimes it's overzealous. Perfectionism is just repetition and reinforcement of you misunderstanding past events and their connection to your unworthiness. In the next session, we'll look at the origins of your perfectionism.